Okay, I'm here with Cameron Hussain, women's team, first team manager. That was a dicey 2-2 there. We played fairly well throughout most of the match, but in the first 15 minutes, I think crew had us pretty much over a barrel and didn't really use the time on the ball too well. But we got it back to 2-2, and it does feel a bit like a win, that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think coming into it, we knew they were going to play a lot more direct than us, and it just shows you it's 90 minutes for a reason, and you have to perform for those 90 minutes to win these games. And we weren't at the races in the first 20, but we've shown character, we've shown absolute warrior spirit in that other 70 minutes, and we brought it back and we got the draw, so they've done themselves proud today.
Yeah, I thought some of the play today was rather good. I mean, I thought, I've got to be realistic and say, the last couple of weeks we haven't played all that well, but I thought, like you say, from probably the latter stages of that match, from sort of last stages of the first half and most of the second half, we were starting to pass it round a bit quite well, but the pitch played a big role to our passing game, didn't it? I think it's a little bit bobbly and it stifles us a bit.
Absolutely. I think coming on these grass pitches and this weather, we weren't sure if it were going to be on today, and there was a game on before, so we knew we couldn't quite play as much football as possible. But Championship teams, we showed that Championship mentality of going all the way to the 90th minute, and we knew that we finished stronger in games rather than start quicker. So it was one of them where we've got to work on starting a bit faster, but also we know that we're going to finish strong and have that momentum coming into the second half.
All four of them were good goals. I mean, they were sort of like half-decent crosses and sort of maybe speculative, but you've got to say fairly well-taken headers to put them two up. But good response from us. With great goal by Jordan Ant from Kirsty there right at the end.
Absolutely. I think for them it was two shots, two goals, kind of with the header as well. And it was just one of them. We got caught off guard. They had three shots or three headers on goal, and they've taken their chances early doors. So they've got ahead of it early, and they've done all right. But I think they sat off and they were quite negative to say they're at home. So we took the game to them. We put them under the pressure. They're the team that have come down a league as well. So I'm not too sure I'd want to play like that when we're at home, but we got the result in terms of a draw. Yeah, we didn't quite get the win, but we've shown absolute great spirit in fighting back.
Yeah, I think even though they certainly had looked a lot better at the opening periods of the game, they never really threatened Chloe all that much, apart from the two goals that went in. I mean, she didn't really have much of a chance with them, but she hasn't had a lot of saves to do, has she?
No, I think their chances will come quite a lot outside the box or scrambles inside the box, but they're not a team that are going to absolutely cut us open, and I don't think they're a very direct team, and they're very strong and physical, so they're going to play towards their strengths. However, we know that's not the FC way, but at the same time we know we're going to come up against teams like that, and we've just got to battle through it and kind of nullify it and play to our strengths at the same time.
Yeah, you'd hope that maybe a better quality pitch or on our 3G at home for the return leg, that we should be able to use our abilities a bit better for that one. But we're moving into a little break now. We've got 3 weeks off, so that will give chance to get some of the players back. Obviously, we didn't have any subs here today. How's Emily coming along, do we know?
Yeah, so we've had a few illnesses over the past week. Everyone seems to be run down and a few injuries, and unfortunately Emily suffered a fracture. To what degree we don't know yet until the MRI scan, but I think she is having a bit of a lengthy period out, but she won't be out for the full season, that's a guarantee. So it's positive in terms of we did see it as a really bad serious injury first, but it's not as serious as we anticipated.
Well, that's very good news then, and we can all reconvene in early January and get back onto the hopefully winning ways. But I mean, like I say, even though it was a 2-2 draw, that did feel like a win at the end with that saviour from Kirsty. She's good at coming up with them, isn't she?
Absolutely. She was an absolute leader, a warrior on the pitch today, and we go into the break unbeaten, so it's a good sign, it's a good mentality, and we've not always had it our own way. We've gone goals down and come back, so it's not just that we go ahead and we're playing our own way and get it our own way. We've learnt to fight back a bit as well, so it's pleasing going in, but there's always things to work on, and it's a full season for a reason and not just half, so we've got to just keep going every game by game.
Yes, we fought well there. Thanks very much, Cameron Hussain.